of a number of serious sexual offences against children. Companies which provide care for people in their homes are warning that the national living wage could lead to a catastrophic failure to support vulnerable people. And shares in China have suffered their biggest one-day fall in the past 8 years. BBC News.
Read by Cathy Clugston. On Front Row in 45 minutes, the 93-year-old New York fashion icon, who, whilst being fabulous, also remarked that growing old ain't for sissies. Front Row is at 7.15. And then at 8, I can think of several colleagues who'll be listening to this.
BBC Radio 4 investigates the risks of working while everyone else is asleep.
The assumption has always been that you adapt to the night shift. You know, the body clock will map on to the demands of working at night. And the really extraordinary findings across a whole range of different studies is that you don't adapt.
But how are our bodies affected by shift work?
So what, you work 10 years on shifts and your brain ages by 6.5 years?
An additional 6.5 years, yes.
The Night Shift, presented by Sarah Montague, this evening at 8 on BBC Radio 4.
But for now, it's time to be frivolous.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a visit to the city of St Albans in the fine county of Hertfordshire. The St Albans pub, known as the Old Fighting Cocks, is believed to be the oldest in England. It's recorded that when Sir Walter Raleigh stayed there in 1581, he slipped when descending the rickety staircase and bumped down the entire flight, causing him a painful injury. There's a fine portrait of Raleigh in the bar that depicts him wearing a huge ruff round his neck, which his wife fitted to stop him from licking his backside. The animal rights campaign organisation known as PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, recently demanded the Old Fighting Cocks change its name. Their motto is, only animals should wear fur, and quite right too. My dachshund loves the leopard skin coat I bought him. The couple enjoying Britain's longest marriage live in nearby Hatfield. Mr and Mrs Thompson married in December 1926, and after 89 years together, Mr Thompson still calls his wife my little darling because he forgot her real name in 1974. Britain's biggest retailer, Tesco, have their head offices in Welwyn Garden City. Earlier this year, Tesco reported the worst results in British retail history with a record pre-tax loss of £6.4 billion, a figure their bankers described as amateurish. It was scientists at the Hertfordshire Institute of Automotive Technology who developed the reversing sensor, which is fitted to many modern cars as an aid to parking in tight spaces. It even has a fail-safe audible signal to tell you if it's not working, the sound of an indicator getting crushed against a lamppost. The Hertfordshire Institute of Technology's most prestigious client is the British Formula One team McLaren, and a regular visitor there is Jenson Button. On his last visit to St Albans, Button noticed an elderly lady walking with a stick and struggling with a large bag of shopping, so offered her a lift. She thanked him, but declined, explaining she was in a bit of a hurry. The former intelligence officer, Sir Brian Tovey, attended primary school here and rose to become the director of GCHQ Cheltenham. And when he returned recently to speak at his old school, a little girl told him that her daddy said that GCHQ were spying on everybody in Britain. And Tovey's reply was, "He's not your daddy." St Albans is home to the British headquarters of Laboratoire Garnier, where after 30 years of research, it was announced that they've identified the most common cause of dry skin, bath towels. Former England goalkeeper David James was born in Welwyn Garden City and is now coach at Luton Town. Only 3 weeks ago, Luton found themselves with a particularly difficult game to play, football. But they're not alone in playing games with little hope of success. Let's meet the teams. They are, on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Omid Jalili. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever-delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with a look at typographical errors. I'm sure we're all aware of the havoc a single mistyped letter can cause. Writing his memoirs recently, our own Barry Cryer suffered a proofreading nightmare with a mistyped J, while an extraneous P resulted in a lengthy ban from the day room. In this round, teams, I'd like you to suggest songs which would sound very different if one letter had been mistyped. Graham, off you go.
Hey, nude.
Tim?
50 ways to leave your liver.
Ahmed?
These boobs are made for walking.
I've got flu, babe.
Got to get you into my wife. I can pee clearly now.
Don't stand so colostomy.
Killing me softly with his thong.
Wild thing, you make my fart sing.
You've lots that I love feeling.
I left my fart in San Francisco.
Last night, a DJ shaved my wife.
Stop in the name of Gove.
Lick a virgin. I've not been well, you see.
Well, we have a music round now. This is where I ask teams to sing one song to the tune of another. It shouldn't be confused with Status Quo's Greatest Hits album. One song to the tune of the same song. Musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Listeners will be interested to learn that Colin has recently been delighting members of our armed forces overseas by staying in this country. OK, well, we'll start with you, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of You're a Pink Toothbrush to the tune of Bridge Over Troubled Water.
You're a pink toothbrush, I'm blue. Toothbrush, have we met somewhere before? You're a pink toothbrush, and I think toothbrush, that we met by the bathroom door. Glad to meet toothbrush, such a sweet toothbrush. How you thrill me through and through. Don't be hard, toothbrush, on a soft toothbrush.
You now, Barry, and I'd like you to sing the words of Sex on Fire by the Kings of Leon to the tune of Zippity Doodah.
Lay where you're laying, don't make a sound. I know they're watching. All the commotion, the kiddie-like play, has people talking, talking. You, your sex is on fire. The dark of the alley, the break of the day head while I'm driving. I'm driving. Soft lips are open. The knuckles are pale. The knuckles are pale.
Graham, you're next, and I'd like you to sing the words of Mr. Boombastic by Shaggy to the tune of O Sole Mio.
She called me Mr. Bombastic, say me fantastic, touch me on me back. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on me back. She says I'm Mr. Rome. Smooth just like a silk. Soft and cuddly. Hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. No, take me for no filth. With me sexual physique, you know me well built.
And finally, Omid, I'd like you to sing the words of Something Inside So Strong by Labi Siffre to the tune of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
The higher you build your barriers, the taller I become. The farther you take my rights away, the faster I will run. You can deny me, you can turn away your face. Away no matter, cause there's something inside so strong. I'm diddly-lily-um-diddly-lum. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong. So wrong, you thought my pride was gone. Oh no, there is something inside so strong. There is something inside so strong that the more you refuse my voice, the louder I will sing. You hide behind walls of Jericho, your lies come tumbling. Deny my place in time, you squander wealth that's mine. My light will shine so brightly, it will blind you, because there's something inside so strong. Something inside so strong.
Oh, Major Lily. Thank you.
Can I say your clapping didn't help one bit?
They weren't clapping, they were passing around a tube of Pringles. Quite bad manners, really. Our next game, Bogglebox, was inspired by the television programme Gogglebox, in the same way the Hatton Garden gang recently inspired £70 million worth of diamonds. OK, teams, I'd like you to take turns sitting on my imaginary sofa watching television. However, the opposing team is unable to see what show you're watching, and their challenge is to guess the identity of the TV show from your comments alone. We'll start with you, Barry and Graham, and your programme's title will now be displayed to our theatre audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Prime Minister's Question Time. Prime Minister's Question Time.
So, Barry and Graham, start watching your TV show now, please.
What's all this shouting?
It's a new reality show or something.
Yeah, it looks like it. I think they just put a big bunch of nutters together in the house and they're all yelling at each other now.
They all seem to be yelling at old smoothie chops.
Yeah, my beef fare, he's yelling back at them.
Who's the little fella sitting on his own, sir?
Oh, now, that's a sad story. Him and old smoothie chops, they used to be best mates, you know, bezzies. Did everything together.
What went wrong?
Well, after the public voted for a mass eviction, they've not been speaking.
Is it a team game?
Well, you'd think so. The team members keep stabbing each other in the back. No.
Well, a bit like the families in Game of Thrones.
Oh, I think that's it. I think you got it. I think they're going for a Game of Thrones theme.
Yeah, yeah. Look, there's a little dwarf trying to hold it all together.
That's right.
Jumping up and down, trying to keep order.
Yeah, and there's that spooky woman who brought that huge wild tribe down from north of the wall.
They're not getting any straight answers out of smoothie chops,
no, are they? No, well, in real Game of Thrones, they'd use torture.
Now, this is painful enough as
it is, isn't it? Yeah. Of course, where this differs from the real Game of Thrones is you don't see so many tits.
I don't know, I can see hundreds.
That's true.
Well, it's quite clearly not as bad as Prime Minister's Question Time.
Your turn to be the TV viewers now, Tim and Ahmed, and we'll get that displayed for you on the board. Once again, is the Mystery Voice for listeners at home.
The goodies. The goodies.
So off you go.
Oh, this is classic genre-defining television, don't you think, Tim?
It's wonderful stuff, yeah, yeah.
I mean, those three guys are legends, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Are and you the doing script. The one that was on the board. Sorry.
There you go. I mean, the scripts are just faultless.
Indeed.
That style just never goes out of date.
I agree with that.
Look at all those celebrity guests. I mean, it's like a who's who of British entertainment. I mean, look at him. What's he doing now?
20 years.
Eli Never. This is just terrific. This is the sort of classic TV the BBC must be repeating every 6 months, is it not? What's he doing now?
20 years.
Eli Never. This is just terrific. This is the sort of classic TV the BBC must be repeating every 6 months, is it not?
You're taking the piss now, aren't you?
Yeah, sorry, Tim.
The end. Ah.
Three protagonists, three men kicked off with, didn't you?
Yeah.
Musketeers?
I think it's probably the goodies.
Yeah.
The next round is called Specialist Greeting Cards. Nowadays, it's possible to buy all manner of greetings cards to suit the specialist interests or hobbies of the recipient. Recently, I discovered that Lionel Blair is a huge cricket fan. So for his birthday, I was delighted to track down a card with a cricket motif. I even tailored my message inside to suit. Happy birthday, Lionel, 83, not out. However, there is definitely a gap in the UK market, teams, so I'd like you, please, to come up with special occasion rhymes and messages for every occasion. So I think, Tim, maybe you could start.
Well, this is one on the death of a neighbour's dog. I'm so very sorry about your dog, whose name was Lucky Jim. I hardly even felt the bump when I reversed over him.
Ahmed?
This is on the occasion of having your appendix out. So they took out your appendix without a lot of fuss. Maybe you should have waited to find out what it does.
Barry?
This is for a friend who has recently undergone facial surgery. I bet you're pleased, but it's hard to tell.
Graham?
This is on a new house having structural problems. Your home's falling down, the walls are all cracking. What a pity you built it just where they've been fracking.
This is one on getting your child into a C of E primary school. Your application is accepted. Your child's been given the nod. Now you can stop pretending.
All cracking. What a pity you built it just where they've been fracking.
This is one on getting your child into a C of E primary school. Your application is accepted. Your child's been given the nod. Now you can stop pretending that you believe in God.
On the occasion of a friend's circumcision. Well, you've had it done now. It meant to you a lot. I might take a tip from you. On the other hand, perhaps not.
This is a special tribute to Barry Cryer. Happy birthday, Barry Cryer. All the best to you. We'd like to say how old you are, but I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. Ah.
Here's one to somebody on losing a beloved rabbit. Violets are blue, roses are red. I've got a rabbit, but mine isn't dead.
This is one on moving to a new house in St. Albans. Congratulations on your brand new home in Verulamium, as it was once known. It's a Latin word which I'll translate if I'm able. It means it could be much worse. It could be Dunstable.
This one is on the occasion of receiving monkey gland implants. Roses are red, violets are blue, just like your arse.
Here's one. On being sent to prison. Roses are red, my favourite flower. Take care not to drop the soap in the shower.
Congratulations on getting a job as a traffic warden. Roses are red, violets are blue. How do you sleep at night, you bastard?
On the occasion of your failing a colour blindness test, violets are red, roses are blue. Not that this makes any difference to you.
Commiserations to a neighbour on the death of an escaped hamster. Your darling little hamster has been cut down in his prime. He went from spinning on his wheel to spinning round on mine.
This one is for your least favourite uncle. On the occasion of him having just eaten a steak and kidney pie, which you've just laced with magic mushrooms. Wishing you a happy lizards everywhere run.
To somebody suffering from drought and water shortage, get well soon.
OK, in this next game, we'll be taking a look at how the great and the good communicate. I'll be asking the teams to take it in turns to improvise the letters sent between two famous figures, with two players providing one word at a time. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start by composing a letter from local visitor, Sir Walter Raleigh, to Queen Elizabeth I, and then Tim and Omid will come up with a reply and so on. So off you go, please, Barry and Graham.
Dear
Queen,
I
have
recently
visited
the
continent
of
America,
and
there
I
saw
a
skyscraper
that
reached
the
sky,
and
furthermore
it
also
reached
the
ground.
How
about
that?
Also,
in
the
continent
of
America,
I
saw
a
large
diner.
Yes,
a
large
diner.
Hard
to
believe,
but
it's
large
and
full
of
customers,
and
they
were
large.
Because
they
were
gorging
on
fast
food
and
even
larger
drinks
of
Coke
and
milk
and
Everything.
Like?
That.
So,
what
do
you
think?
Would
you
like
to
come
with
me
to
America
next
Tuesday
or
Thursday
afternoon
or
Friday?
Because
I
have
got
2 air miles. Spare.
Much
love.
Yours.
Walter.
Rally.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Dear sir, do please answer immediately, because I want you on top. If you want me, then I will steady the horse. If you know how to drive a horse, then we will go to the United States
of
America by horse. Comma. Where I can lay my self over a saddle while I ride you. Lots of love. Queenie.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of the Confectioners Film Club. Samantha tells me she buys her confectionery and daily paper from her local newsagent, who's recently changed his displays around. She says she used to go in and grab her mail by the curly whirlies, but now she gets it on the counter instead. Teams, I'd like you to suggest film titles likely to be popular with an audience of confectioners. Barry, you can start.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Tim.
The Guns of Toblerone.
Nomid.
12 Angry Mentos.
Graham.
White Men Can't Flump.
Hannah and Her Snickers.
The Way We Worthers.
The Curiously Strong Peppermint of Benjamin Button.
Beauty and the Boost.
Charles Dickens' classic, Licorice Nickleby.
A River Runs Chew It.
Liza Minnelli in Cadbury.
Gandhi Floss.
The Matrix.
A toffee, sir, and a gentleman.
Fudge Dread.
Bring me the Pez of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the errant nasal hair of time sprouts from the nostril of eternity and the laughable comb-over of destiny covers the bald spot of existence, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in St Albans, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Omid Jalili have been given silly things to do by Jack B, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.
And that was a BBC radio comedy production.
David Sedaris returns to BBC Radio 4.
This is a story called The Understudy.
With more distinctive comic tales.
She'd slam around the kitchen, her upper arms jiggling as she threw the pan on the burner, pitched in some ground beef, shook ketchup into it. My sisters and I sat at the table, but Mrs. Peacock ate standing like a cow, we thought.
Meet David Sedaris on Thursday evening at 6:30 on BBC Radio 4.
After the news, Charlie faces a conundrum in The Archers.
BBC News at 7 o'clock. The Metropolitan Police has begun an investigation into Lord Sewell over allegations he took cocaine with prostitutes. Officers have searched a property in central London in connection with the claims. The senior peer, who led a drive to improve standards in the House of Lords, has taken a leave of absence from the House, but he has so far resisted calls for him to stand down. Earlier, Labour suspended him from the party. Police in South Yorkshire say they believe a child's body found on a building site is that of a missing 7-year-old boy from Barnsley. Officers had spent the night searching for Conley Thompson after he failed to return home from playing with friends yesterday evening. His grandmother, Deborah Fraser, says the family had been told it was an accident.
We know that he's got through a small hole in top of the construction site, and because it's been wet, he's slid down and gone into a vertical pipe.
A woman has been found guilty of being at the centre of a paedophile ring which abused 5 young children during more than a decade. Marie Black, who's from Norwich, was convicted of 23 offences, including rape and organising the rape of children. 2 other people were also convicted at Norwich Crown Court of abusing the boys and girls at parties in Norfolk and London. They'll be sentenced in September. 6 other defendants were cleared. Leading home care companies say introducing a national living wage could leave the service unviable. Around 500,000 people rely on the support, which includes help with washing and dressing. But the UK Home Care Association said unless extra money was put into the sector, it won't be able to cope. A vicar who went on the run after stealing thousands of pounds from his congregation has handed himself in. Simon Reynolds was waiting to be sentenced at Sheffield Crown Court last Thursday when he went missing during a lunch break. He'll be sentenced tomorrow. BBC News.
This is Orson Welles, speaking from London.
A century on from his birth, BBC Radio 4 Extra celebrates one of